The gospel story for us today is one that gets a lot of traction with preachers. It's short, easily relatable, and Jesus offers a brief teaching at the end. Often, preachers will present the main features of this story and ask the question, are you a Mary or are you a Martha? We can read this short scene as though Mary and Martha are contrasting archetypes. One is active, the other is contemplative. One is extroverted, the other is introverted. One is highly energized, and one is at rest. One overfunctions, the other underfunctions. The classic question comes down to, which end of the archetypal spectrum are you on? But what if a dichotomy like this is not what the story is about at all? Maybe this story isn't about contrasting opposites and comparing the two together against each other. Mary and Martha and the disciples and Jesus and us, we're all on the same team, holding ourselves up in comparison against the virtues and attributes of others rarely ends well for us. It's really easy to come up short compared to all the things that everyone in this room can do that I can't, and maybe you can't either. But does that really diminish who we are and what we are able to do? We've seen the disciples in other interactions with Jesus where they compete with one another. Remember the scene where James and John argue over who will sit at Jesus' right hand? That was pointless. How about the classic Peter versus everyone when he asks, or he says, oh no, Jesus, I will never deny you three times. While comparing and contrasting may serve an analytical purpose, it does little to elevate the human condition to the place that God dreams for us. Whenever the disciples get into this competitive compare-contrast mode, Jesus interrupts. Now, today, we have the Mary-Martha compare-contrast scene. It rolls out as another moment where one person is headed toward the losing end of a comparison. I think what Jesus is doing in this scene is both interrupting that trajectory and redirecting it toward grace and self-love and ultimately the restoration of the fullness of Martha's whole self. I think there's a way of approaching this episode that offers all of us more grace, better love, and a deeper relationship with God than comparing and contrasting can ever do. In the instance of the sisters Mary and Martha, the behavior patterns are clear. Mary is contemplative, and Martha gets things done. What's also clear is that Martha doesn't necessarily want to be the one who gets everything done. Having no other specifics beyond that, both sisters are forever locked into a binary set of expectations. Martha is where many of us have found ourselves, at least sometimes, if not a lot of the time, trying to live up to some other expectations or standards that are not necessarily our own. Trying to meet these expectations and standards is enough to wipe any of us out. Martha complains because she's tired of working and working and trying and trying, and maybe she's achieving some success, but it's wearing her out, and she's getting grouchy. Of course she lashes out at Mary. What happened to Martha? What happened to Martha that made her believe that she had to do all of these things in order to earn time to spend in the company of Jesus? What messaging is she receiving that tells her she must follow an unsustainable and exhausting behavior pattern to achieve a reward that's always been just out of reach? Even with the interaction, the incarnation of God sitting in her living room, She creates her own obstacles that keep her apart from her desire. Perhaps Martha isn't the juggernaut of activity we commonly think about her as being. Maybe Martha is a contemplative too. Maybe Martha is just as much an introvert as Mary, but she struggles with the things that are in tension of having to make sure all these other things are done properly before she can rest into that contemplative state. Maybe Martha has a hard time trusting that others will follow through on their responsibilities. So in order to create a proper setting, she must overfunction. And we see the results of that in her complaint to Jesus today. Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Oh, I'm hearing murmurs. Think about a time when you felt bound by a set of expectations that didn't align with how you know yourself to be. Have you ever been that go-to person to get something done? Not because you're particularly good at doing it or that you enjoy it, but because you'll do it well. It's hard to say no to requests from people who need us, people we love. We want all of our efforts to be successful, and so we buck up and do it. What did it feel like for you when you hit your breaking point with it all? That's where Martha finds herself in today's gospel story. What happens if we read this story through the lenses of Martha being unable to assert her truest self because she's developed habits that underscore her role as the active, extroverted, highly energized, and over-functioning sister? At the height of the tension in this moment, Jesus does what he does best. He interrupts. He interrupts as a person he loves is headed down a bad path for herself. Jesus calls Martha's attention back to herself. Mary is functioning in such a way that her inner self-understanding, an introvert, is reflected in her outward body language, a contemplative listener. Martha gets to do that too, in a way that's just as authentic and reflective of her inner self-understanding. It's not up to Jesus to make Mary be something that she's not or do things that are outside of her identity. Jesus isn't siding with Mary. There's no satisfied smirk on Mary's face because she just got Jesus to stick up for her. No. This story is less about Mary living into her delight as it is about Martha's inability to welcome delight into her soul as easily as she welcomed Jesus into her living room. The better portion Mary chooses is to function in such a way that her inner truth and her outer actions are in agreement. To that same joy, Jesus invites Martha. He gives her permission. He empowers her in this moment to take what's hers. He gives Martha the opportunity to choose for herself, and then he waits. And we all wait too. This is where the story ends. This is where we find all of ourselves when we encounter this moment with Jesus. How does it feel when you find yourself in a place where you can be just exactly as who you are with no need to apologize? And there are no expectations that you'll be someone or do something that is not intrinsically who you are. What a gift. That's grace. Mary embraces this gift in the gospel story. She embodies that better portion, as Jesus describes it. I believe, through the love of Jesus, we are all supposed to embrace that better portion of ourselves for ourselves. We're all invited. We're all given permission, empowered, and given the opportunity to choose, but only for ourselves. not for anybody else. Jesus offers something like a miracle to Martha. He gives her permission to rest, to be, to put down her worries and concerns and feed her soul with the Christ she allowed to enter into her house. It's all going to be okay. Jesus is here in this space. All shall be well. And Martha can just be. If Jesus needs something, he can make it happen. But he won't force us to be anything or do anything. Jesus never forces us. He always invites us. We always have the choice to accept the invitation. Jesus invites us to become more and more in the way that God created us, in love, in joy, in delight and rest. Now, we do get to ponder ourselves in this story. The question isn't, are you a Mary or are you a Martha? The question is much richer than that. We're left with Jesus having presented Martha with permission to put down a burden that isn't hers to carry and to be herself. Will she accept the invitation? Will you? The story ends on a cliffhanger for us. We don't know how Martha responds to what Jesus says. The question of preachers, are you a Mary or are you a Martha, still remains, but not in the way it's usually presented. Perhaps the question is not about being a Mary or being a Martha, but rather, will we live into our authentic truths about ourselves? If Jesus has given you permission and opportunity, what's preventing you from letting your inner nerd come out? Will you choose to add those fun, sparkly things to your daily wardrobe simply because it makes you happy to be sparkly? Will you sing that song that's in your heart out loud and in public when you go for a walk because holding it inside isn't nearly as satisfying? Will you come out of the closet or claim the name you feel is actually yours? What if Jesus, in this cliffhanger moment, at the end of the scene, is actually looking over Martha's shoulder directly at you? Will you choose the better part for yourself? To be yourself? And thus glorify God in your very self? Jesus says the better part, the part of true authenticity, will not be taken away from Mary, and it will not be taken away from Martha either. The only person who can take it away from Martha is Martha herself. It won't be taken away from us either. Only we can prevent ourselves from living into our truth and being that is authentically us. In that truth and authenticity is the place wherein we can be fully present with God in Christ, the Christ we've invited into the living rooms of our hearts. God has made you just right, just the way you naturally are. From God that we live into our His fullness, like we witnessing Mary living into her fullness. Just like Martha, though, we may have some obstacles to overcome, and that's okay. Jesus is always there, pointing us in the right direction and reminding us what the better part is. And that is the good news.